Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus on your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click the banner on our website. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Timpani, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
You've changed your camera.
Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Look at you.
How's it going?
Mike, will you please describe for the listeners at home?
That is fabulous.
The bejeweled object that is on your head.
That is. That's a 10.
I am wearing my. Hold on. The greatest show on earth, my Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus top hat.
That is spectacular. It is jeweled all over. The top of the top hat, you know, the flat part?
Yeah.
Actually has the Greatest Show on Earth logo.
Oh, it's perfect.
It is. I'm surprised they had it in your size, Mike.
Hold on. Let me wear my headphones like that.
What's your story?
There you go.
You know why it was, you know why it's my size?
Why?
It was custom made for me.
They made it for you?
Yes, Mark Riddell, who is the master of everything,
yes,
custom made this this circus top hat for me. And during our VIP tour, I was presented with it. And according to Twitch, this hat has only been made for a couple of people, very special dignitaries, including the Pope.
Wow. Look at that. You know,
this
it's
is
amazing.
Not an inexpensive item. This is not a cheap prop. This is a real ringmaster's hat.
What's so great is that because you're having to wear your headphones with it, you almost look like Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Hey, how you doing, man? How's it going? Yeah, it's Top Hat.
What?
That's my new nickname. My new nickname is Top Hat, everybody.
What an honor.
It is
look
an honor.
Yes.
And did it not come with, because I saw your teaser photo on the Facebook. Does
yes.
it have a 1910 styled hat box with it?
Yes, it does. It has a hat box. I think we threw the hat box out.
What?
Sorry about that. What?
Oh,
what?
You're going to destroy the resale value. You have to keep the hat box.
Oh, bull.
No.
That's not true.
Hat boxes are rarer than hen's teeth. You need to keep the hat box.
Hen's teeth?
Hen's teeth.
What the hell?
God. He's living in 1912.
Jesus.
I can't believe he threw away. It was the Greatest Show on Earth hat box.
Well, it hasn't been thrown away. Hold on. I'll go get it.
You need to go get it. And you know what? Once you have the hat box, Oscar, you can put mementos in it like letters.
Before I leave, let me put it at that jaunty angle.
Yeah, that's good. Children
hey,
of all
kids.
Ages.
Wait, you're saying retail value or resale value?
No, if you want to, I mean, this is obviously a special gift prepared for him.
You would sell in a heartbeat.
Well, depends on the price.
Okay.
But circus artisans labored over this, and it's like if you were to have an action figure. You
okay.
want to have the original packaging.
Oh, the packaging.
Exactly.
But the hat box, you think it's special or is
also,
just probably a box?
Also, the thing about a hat box, it protects the hat.
Ah.
I mean,
you know how Mike is.
Did he Jesus. Get did he get Apple Care on the hat?
It's like the Hulk walking around with a hat.
Hat good.
Yes.
Well, it looks like all the jewels are still on it.
Yeah, it looks good. I can't believe he got that. I'm jealous.
I'm
it's
jealous
so
too.
Cool.
You would look so good in that when you do Tech 411.
Well, it'd just be a great conversation piece.
Yeah, who would
when
you be
walk
talking
in
to? Metal pages?
And see that top hat. That's actually an honor not everyone gets.
That's
you
right.
know, the Pope was given one as well, and Mike O'Mara.
I can see you walking into the Social Safeway here in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing your big 40-inch top
I'll
hat.
My top hat. Oh, there is a special box.
See, Mike, you need to save the special box because it will protect
you
the hat.
You jerk. It's got the logo and everything on it.
Yeah. And also
yeah,
that,
but it's just stickers on the hat
to
box.
You it is.
But to others, Mike, it's the way you protect and keep
to
the hat.
To collectors, they'll look at the box and know you haven't realized this man takes care of his goods.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
Yes.
Prepare to be amazed by the song stylings of Mr. Mark Riddell.
Oh, did he sing for you?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, you're not going to do the whole show with it?
Oh, come on. You look good in it.
No, I'm not doing the whole show. You know how many images would be on Facebook if I did the whole show like that?
Do you know how many beautiful images would be on Facebook of you in that hat?
My bad, Rob.
Well, I'll have the whole story of Twitch and I and the behind the scenes at the circus, which was about the coolest thing. But much cooler. I expected it would be cool, but it was much cooler than I
thought. How did he size
it? They have everything going on.
How did he size it so accurately?
Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you just fine.
Oh,
yes.
We had a brain freeze there for a second. I was a little freaked out.
How did he
size
it?
Let me adjust my camera.
How did he size it so accurately?
He called Carla and got my mat size.
Oh, he did.
Cool.
And you know this, and it's a little larger than you know. How often do I get a hat that you know is too big for me? And it's really, I could almost wear it over the headphones.
Wow. Well, you know what happened, Mike, is that he'll allow for you to grow your hair out now.
Yeah, you can wear it in all seasons. Imagine in the winter.
Oh, that was a good snow shoveling hat. Yeah,
you
except
know, really,
he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I am planning on being the creepy neighbor that wears it during Halloween. What do I care? I mean, what are we going to have 90-year-olds trick-or-treating? They're coming back,
care.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You could get little Michael, a little top hat, and you guys could go out together trick-or-treating. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, like Minnie.
You know, I that's okay if you're a normal-age dad, but I don't think that's cool for the 55-year-old dad.
Really?
You know, I mean, yeah, the whole thing of wearing the Don used to do that with Bart when Bart was a young guy. And,
well, I like a lot it was, of dads.
They were age-appropriate. They were age-appropriate. And I thought, just being an older dad, I don't know whether that would work. It's like, oh, hey, look at the creepy old father with the creepy old outfit matching the kid's outfit. That's really creepy.
Well, you know,
I don't think that would work.
I think it would be even creepier if you went out just solo as a ringmaster. Did he give you a red tuxedo as well with tails?
Oh. Hey, how about I do it in the cocoon land where I knock on the door and I go, hey, trick or treat.
You can dress him up like Benjamin Button and he just has older friends.
Okay, we're going to start the show now, okay. Rob. That's disturbing.
Nothing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The King of Comedy was a very unique situation because the script was terrific. And Marty Scorsese called me. I was appearing in Tahoe, and he said, I'm going to send you a script overnight, FedEx. Please read it. And for the next 8 weeks, Marty and Bobby De Niro and myself, and their questions to me were related to why I have no anonymity. Now, Bobby De Niro was sitting here saying to me, what's it like being a celebrity? And I said, what the hell are you talking about? Now, this is 1982. Well, Bobby was known for Bang the Drum Slowly, and who could remember that face? Taxi Driver, Raging Bull. He has anonymity. He doesn't know what it is to be a celebrity at that time. And I was giving them the benefit of some, at that time, some 50 years of experience.
I want you out of here. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
I understand.
Is that clear?
Yeah, Jerry, I understand. Look, you're tired. That's okay.
Okay.
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
all
and
right,
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you. If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
So did Hitler.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios at Heard Worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the Heartland. Go Hawks!
Big
We're
win.
Done.
Big win for the Hawks this weekend.
We're done, right?
Yeah. It's done.
We don't do it anymore.
With the end of birthday season, Mike, we have no more listeners of the day, which makes it all the more precious for those, Mike, who were recognized.
And to our friends at KCJJ, Steve Bridges in particular. Hey, Steve, stop being such an old fart.
He can't
all right?
do it.
Stop being such an old curmudgeon. Man, was he curmudgeon-y over the weekend.
He was.
Cranky. I mean, yeah, I just want to say all the rich people at Kinnick, this may be my last game. It's not going to be your last game. You're going to go to all the games. You love the games. You live for the games, okay? So what that they shut down your parking lot for a while? Keep up the good fight. Keep going to the games, Steve.
Give it
just,
up.
And my,
Jesus.
His curmudgeon voice is a little different from that. If I can step it, it's more like.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's, yeah. Yeah, no. Well, it's going to be the last game.
I love that, man.
Yeah, Bud Supel and I. Yeah. Suter doesn't want to help. Jan won't help. Ice Maker's broken. Yeah.
Bucky Devilton's parking garage is not.
I
whatever, all those like Midwest white names.
Bucky
anyway, the
Devilton.
Michael Marish, Bucky Devilton. Bucky Devilton brought about 20 people for 35 years there, you know.
Those
bastards, rich people, you know. And who wears a tie to a game? Who wears a suit and tie?
Yeah,
it's kind of like Wilford Brimley. I mean, it's the same voice, you know.
I do agree with him, though. Who does?
I totally agree with him. Yeah. Incidentally, Steve Bridges, call us. We'd like to be on board anytime you can step up against the man.
Got a phone right here, so we can answer.
Yeah, let's call him. Let's give him a call.
Call
anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Yeah, let's call him. What the hell?
Why?
Why? Because they get it. You want to call him? Do you want to call Steve Bridges?
You know, I think the reason Oscar just sort of misspoke because he doesn't want to call Steve, but he has a new toy. What is your new toy?
What is that thing? All right, well, hold on. We'll get to that and say, let me do the sponsor.
Okay,
we'll talk about Oscar's new toy. Today's show brought to you by Hulu Plus. I love Hulu Plus. It lets me watch shows on my schedule. Hulu Plus has all of my favorite shows like The Daily Show, Family Guy, The Colbert Report, and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Also, every episode of shows like Law & Order SVU. There must be 5 million episodes of every Law and Order incarnation.
Great for binge watching.
They've also got the best comedy, the best sitcom in the last 10 years, Modern Family and The Good Wife. You see, Hulu Plus works on your computer, your smart TV, your Roku, your Apple TV, your Xbox, all of your streaming devices you already own. You know how they work. You'll not believe the amazing exclusive and original content that you can also get on Hulu that you can't get anywhere else. Check out The Awesomes from creator Seth Meyers. It's an animated comedy about a ragtag bunch of misfit superheroes. And Hulu Plus is the only place you'll find The Hot Wives of Orlando, a hilarious parody of those housewives shows starring Kaycee Williams. I have looked in on that.
Funny
show. That is a truly funny show. Starting this month, South Park's full archive and even new episodes exclusive to Hulu Plus. For only $7.99 a month, you can get all these shows and so many more anytime, anywhere. But right now, I'm offering you a 2-week free trial when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. That's a whole extra week free. One more time, make sure that you use HuluPlus.com/TMOS so you get that extended free trial and so that they know that we sent you. HuluPlus.com/TMOS, and thank you in advance for that. Do we have the capability of calling Mr. Bridges?
Give him a call.
And
is he still on the air right now, Rob?
He'll be on the air until 5 p.m.
Okay. He just seems like he's in a bad mood.
He is. You know, he lashed out about Jerry Lewis, which hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and that was directed at you and Rob.
I know.
And,
what did he say exactly?
He said, let it go, man.
Let it go. They're dead. Forget it. Come on.
Said, yeah, well, I met him, and he was great, and Ed McMahon was nice, but he's dead now. Go watch Dallas.
All right, calling KCJJ in the heart of the
heartland. When you come back into town, we're going to have a new phone system where you can actually pick up and then talk and call, which is hilarious.
So does that go out over the
headset? It's more of a prop than anything else, but you can actually talk to
it. Is it hooked up to anything?
It just plugs into the actual headset home, so it'll work. It's pretty hilarious.
I've seen that. I've had that.
No, but this one's
no, that's different because what we had was the old-fashioned handle thing that went into the iPhone.
Didn't we have it went into the iPhone? You plug it in. This is different.
Yeah, this is new because it's Oscars, so it's streamlined.
You know, it's not different. The fact that our phone system sucks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As we're
maybe
trying to
maybe this was meant not to be.
Yeah.
Let me try one more time. One more time.
Can you read my handwriting?
I can read
358.
We're good.
1630. In the heart of the heartland.
Let's see if he'll.
Let's see.
Oh, it won't go through. It says busy.
Oh, it's busy?
They have one line of KCJJ.
Well,
right?
They have two.
They do.
Can
and you
they
know
both
what?
Be busy?
Yeah. You know what? There's probably. It could
Rob,
be.
Can you call the main office?
Yeah, we can call the hotline. We can call the main
What's
line.
The main
call
office?
Call the main office. That's the way. We've had this happen before.
Yes. I've had four busy signals already.
This has happened before because they. They only have one line going into the studio, and so you have to call Jan at the front desk and tell her that we're calling Steve.
Right, they can patch us through.
They can patch us through, apparently.
They can patch us through
I'm
from the
number.
Front. All right, we're going to call the main number.
I thought I was doing something
KCJJ.
Wrong.
KCJJ. We don't do this enough. We should. You know, it's always nice to talk to them.
Judging from the clock on the wall, they're probably doing the police reports, and maybe, you know, something really hot is going on, and everyone's begging to chime in.
Yeah, crime spree.
Yeah.
Well,
incredible
it could be news. Anything. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Terrible.
I need 10.
Let Rob handle this.
10 parakeets.
You handle this, Rob.
All right. Calling KCJJ in Iowa.
Now, would it be 10
KCJJ.
Tom Suter?
He's on the air.
Oh, hi. This must be Kurt then. Hey, Kurt, it's Rob. How are you?
I'm good.
Could you patch us through to the air studio? We have something to talk to Steve about.
I will put you on hold just a moment.
Thank you. Notify him that it's very important.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that an underling down there? Is that an underling down at
well,
Casey?
The head sales
he seemed,
guy.
He seemed unsure. He's what?
He's the head sales guy.
Oh, is that the guy with the glasses?
Yes. Well, they have two salespeople. He's the senior of the two.
Yeah, the closer.
ABC, Mike. Always be closing.
Jesus.
Hey, listen to this listen line. It sounds good.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on there?
Yes, Rob.
Hi, Steve. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we have some very important things to discuss with you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. What do you got to discuss with me?
You need to cheer
up. You sound.
Pal.
You are. We're worried about you, Steve.
I am in terrible mourning because Jerry Lewis wasn't on the and also the Roy Rogers Show was taken off. They didn't show the Adventures of Superman on Friday night, which I loved, and wasn't on, and Sergeant Bilko, I don't know where that went on the lineup.
I get it. See, I like this.
That's
this is
great.
Him being curmudgeon-y against you, Rob, and I enjoy this.
Well,
really
you know
do.
What? But it's not just that. You're mad about the parking lot experience?
Yeah, we wanted to really call about that because you seem like you had an ornery weekend, and usually this time of year with Iowa football, you know, this is Hawkeye time. This is your best time of the year. Am I correct? Fall is your favorite time of the year, right?
Yeah. No, this is like it was 7 days. I always called it 7 days of Christmas. And they are killing you. You came here, Mike. You guys were here. You saw all the, you know, all the activity going on and all the camaraderie going on and how great it was. And they have taken a gun to its head and they shot it a couple times and then they kicked it in the ass.
Now wait a minute. I have to disagree with your analogy there. If they had a gun to its head and they shot it a couple of times, it would be dead totally.
Right.
Is it dead totally? Is it gone?
Yeah, and then they kicked it in the ass. I just wanted to say kicked it in the ass.
Who wears a tie to a tailgate?
Yeah, Steve, who does that?
Greedy and miserable greedy people.
So what can we do to help?
Bud Supo, you guys have met Bud. Bud's on the line.
Sure, Bud's a great guy.
And I mean, we are in seats. We are on the 10-yard line. It's actually like the 8-yard line because we keep getting pushed over.
Where does Bucky Doubleton sit?
Big fat people. And so we're on the, but we're at the 10th yard. You can't see a damn thing.
Are you sure it's not because of failing vision?
No, it's not.
I think they've taught that.
Let me just make it for our listeners. When we did our trip out to Iowa, we went to the biggest thing we had before the game itself was going to the tailgate party, and we had an incredible time there, and it was right next to the stadium. And my favorite memory, somebody actually put it up online over the weekend, was when the marching band came in doing their little cadence and their rapping that they were doing. I really enjoyed that part. But we were right next to where all this stuff happened, and you're saying they want to take that away now? Who are they going to put in there? Are they just going to put VIP parking or what?
They took it away. And
they took it away.
They put VIP parking and corporate tents.
Oh, so if you don't have big money now, if you've been a lifelong Iowa fan and you've supported it, but you're not you're not going to be able to get in there.
You're not
so it's
Lena
now,
Dunham.
That's right. Yes.
That's right. That's so you're not.
That's it in a nutshell.
So well, Bill Gates gets to hang out there before the game.
Hold on a second, guys. Bud's on the line. Go ahead, Bud.
Warren Buffett could come to Iowa City and buy every seat in there, even though they're going to be empty. He could do that.
They would sell it to him.
What? So because some millionaire bought my four seats, so I got kicked out.
Well, here's how it all started.
Is Bud still tailgating?
he can't find his way out because he couldn't find his way there. They put him across the street from the stadium now.
Okay, so you're upset.
This started last year. We had like this little tent, you know, like a tailgating tent you'd have, like, you know, typical. And these three or four people would drive up in their really expensive cars about 10 minutes before kickoff.
and start honking, and everybody had to pick up the tents and move.
Yeah, because they got to park their expensive cars, man.
Right next to the stadium 5 minutes before kickoff.
Oh,
so they complained to the university. The university moved all the tents out of that lot and spread them out. But literally 75% of his lot isn't even tailgaters. It's nurses parking to work at the nearby University of Iowa hospitals and clinics.
That's right, helping people.
Right. How dare they?
Do you know how you can help?
How? How can we help? Because I certainly can't help going into a coma after listening to those two speeches. That's for sure. I'd like to know. How can I help, Steve?
Here's how you can help. You can write CVS and tell them to return I Remember Mama and also the Playhouse 90. But seriously, Tom, what are the addresses? Gary-Barta@uiowa.edu. Gary-Barta@uiowa.edu. Yeah, and if you will have your listeners email them.
And say, we want
not,
our...
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to do any good, but it'll aggravate the hell out of them.
Well, Steve, give a line. Give us one line that they can write. And no, and incidentally, everybody, don't be nasty, don't be funny, don't be stupid.
No.
Steve Bridges is going to tell you what to write. Make it a sentence, Steve,
don't
so that everybody can send this.
Don't send any inappropriate pictures.
And no,
yes,
not
no,
do that. No,
nothing
whatever
inappropriate.
You do not send pictures of your private parts. Do
don't
not
do, that.
Do that.
Now, what do they write,
no,
Steve?
No pictures of Jerry Lewis, please.
No pictures of Jerry Lewis.
Actually,
Steve, what do they write?
Might be the one thing that would fix it.
What are they supposed to write? What are they supposed to write?
Give us back the West Lot.
All right.
Give us back the West Lot. Now, if we inundate this address, give us back the West Lot and send it once again to, what's the address again?
Gary-Barta@uiowa.edu.
Gary-Barta@uiowa.edu. Send that. Give us back the West Lot. And we get all of our listeners to
something
join in on that.
Something polite and kind and tell them
hold on, Oscar. You're trouble. Oscar, all they have to say is give us back the West Lot.
That's
all
it.
Right? That's what we want more
than
anything
attachments.
Else.
Don't
mention,
attachments.
Don't mention gun to the head, kick in the ass, all of this stuff.
Yes.
There's no place for that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was the guy wearing the suit, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Now, and this would be my little tip in if you want. You don't have to do this, but perhaps after that, give us back the West Lot, period, and then you put eat the rich afterward. Just eat the rich.
Nice.
That would be something.
You love your Motorhead, don't you, Mike?
Yes. Yeah. Aerosmith is what I was thinking about, Rob. But,
both great.
Yes, thank you. Boys, we're behind you on this. Steve, how's everything else going? How are you feeling? I'm more concerned about you than anything else.
I'm okay. I'm fine. My grandkids are supposed to visit next week. They're looking forward to watching Buffalo Bob Smith on the Howdy Doody show.
He's talking about Rob's obsession with Jerry. That's what Mr. Bridges is doing. I have to translate for our audience. Steve Bridges is talking about Rob Spiewak's obsession with Jerry Lewis,
right,
which angered Steve. And Steve, I'm right behind you on that one, to be honest.
Here's why it angers me, okay? First of all, he's done a lot of good. I worked for MDA for like 20 years. He's done a wonderful amount of good for those people. But to meet the guy in person, he's a prick. And now he's losing it. The last time he did the telethon, he was asking the 7-year-old girl in the first hour about pornography.
He was
Something is wrong with him. They had to throw him out. Rob, give it up, Rob. He's goofy. You don't want him on the air for 24 hours.
Boy, you know what, Steve? Same could be said for other people.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Those are Rob's words, not ours, Steve.
Give this man back the West Lot.
Me effing out. Yeah, hey, well, we're piling on Rob. What was that picture where it was your kid's first day of school and you had to put the Elvis cut out behind him?
What the hell?
Is that supposed to make him popular?
Tommy Lang, always charming to a fault.
Tommy with the tip. And all right, on that note, boys, have a great rest of your show. And give him back the West Lot out there at the University of Iowa.
Thanks, guys.
We love
later.
You guys.
Ciao,
bye-bye. Ciao. Bye-bye. All right, kill that. Jesus, kill that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That was one of our best calls ever. I love it when a week starts like that. That's where we great. Make a good call. That was fantastic.
Did you get the impression that Bud Supel just sort of wandered in from another room?
Oh, my God. You know, it's like you're speaking here, first world broadcast, you're speaking to people that might not know what you're speaking about. You know, well, one time that Ferdy came over to Bucky Devilton's place, and, you know, I was there for the whole time. I will say this, that what they're talking about is a problem that you get at sporting events across the board. It is the haves and it is the have-nots. And it is an area of our society where you can really see the 1% and the people that have pushing out and easing out the people that don't have. Sporting events are a perfect example of that, and it started really primarily with the NFL. The yes. NFL has a caste system like you would not believe, where people look down, and it starts with the owner's box. Back in the days of Jack Kent Cook with Leslie Stahl looking down at the minions and everybody else like puking on their burgundy and gold jerseys.
Exactly.
And I totally get down there, and now it's the one place where, look, there's always been money in college sports, especially big-time college sports.
Right.
But I'm totally with these guys that they want to have their little lot, their little place where they hang out before the game, and because of some of the Richie Riches that want to have their perfect close-to-the-stadium location because they spent the money for it, you know, I totally get what they're trying
that
to say.
That university really has no better friend than that radio station. They really yes. should be meeting them at least halfway.
Well, and they have no better friend than all those wonderful alumni that you know
that
might
really
not have
care, that really,
they really do, yeah. yeah.
They might not have the super big checkbooks to make the massive donations, but they have the donations every year for yep. multiple decades, where they've ended up putting a ton of their net worth into the stadium and into the football team and into the university, and they need to get a little respect there. And that's what that's about. And, you know, you might go, as I say quite often, one of my favorite quotes, first world problems.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you know, it's a question of thumbing your nose at the man a little bit. That's the way I look
let
at
me,
it.
Right? Let me give you that email once again. It's gary-barta@uiowa.edu.
Give them back the West Lot, Mike. Yes.
Give us back the West
give
Lot.
Give us back that's right. the West Lot.
You weren't even listening. You were too busy thinking about Jerry.
The man hurt my feelings. What can I say?
We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Malley Show.
Oh, you know that music, don't you? Good Morning America. And the next edition of the Tony Perkins Show features none other than Charlie Gibson.
That's right. Ooh. And Gary Stein, who's always on the show.
Don't put your name in the same sentence as Charlie Gibson.
Do you know I wrote this theme song?
Yeah, right. Charlie Gibson's on our show, and he's great. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
That's TonyPerkinsShow.com.
You're a liar.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I love Gary Stein. He's such a little gnat, isn't he? You know?
I wrote that theme song.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by FanDuel.com. Finally, it's here, and I'm working with Rofo to make some serious money at FanDuel.com. It's your last chance to join FanDuel before opening weekend, so get moving. I'll be talking to Rofo as the week progresses on our lineup and how we're going to be doing. You know, once again, my knowledge of the NFL consists of the only team I really pay attention to now is the Atlanta Falcons, simply because they're the ones that are on Hard Knocks this year.
Sure.
One of my favorite shows. Millions of people play fantasy football, but FanDuel is the best because you can win cash each and every week with immediate cash payouts. There is no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, and contest entry fees start at just $1. And here's the great thing about FanDuel. You can do it every week. You can do a different lineup every week and have a lot of fun. A lot of times with fantasy, you're kind of locked into the
right.
players you pick. That's the whole point of the draft and all that. I like FanDuel because you can do it differently every week.
How many times has your whole year been crushed by one injury? That never happens yeah. with FanDuel because every no. week is a new week.
Yeah, and there are tons of people that join, and that's why they have incredible payouts. This guy, Chris Prince of Detroit, he won $656,000. They're giving away all sorts of incredible money. You can sign up today and use the code TMOS, and FanDuel will even match your first deposit up to $200. FanDuel will pay out, are you ready for this, over $400 million
Whoa,
this
wow.
year.
Now get in on the action. Remember, FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the TMOS code will get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Nice.
And I've got an amazingly good feeling about Rofo and FanDuel and me and how
we'll
we're going to
do take care of you.
How will you split the profits?
He will get his usual traditional 2% of any winnings that we receive.
That's 2%.
2%.
2%. Strong. 2%.
That'll make him work harder.
People have said to me, Mike, you're being too generous. But no, you know what? I think he works hard.
He does.
He does all the lineup picking, and I think he deserves it. Now, he clears it with me.
Right.
And I look at it, and I usually, the conversation normally goes like this. I think my lineup. Okay, here.
It's his favorite kind of milk, and it's his
Mike,
earnings.
Do you mind That's quickly right. if we highlight that Charlie Gibson was on the Tony Perkins Show and is available now at TonyPerkinsShow.com?
Oh, that episode,
is right there.
Charlie Gibson, when he was on ABC for years and years and years, and he anchored the ABC Evening News as well as hosted Good Morning America for years, really one of my favorite all-time broadcasters, really a cutout of a different generation. They just don't make them like that anymore. And Charlie Gibson on Tony Perkins' show this week, and go to the More Network and check it out because it's really worthwhile.
Also, it's a 30-minute long format interview, and I got to tell you that I got a chance to watch him on TV. I never had any contact.
Right.
Tony clearly worked with him. But listening to that interview, the feeling that, and I think, Mike, we share this, and maybe some listeners do as well. I hope they do. Well, if you got a chance to watch The Newsroom on HBO, there's a feeling of nostalgia of like you want your anchors to really fight for the right news and make sure that things are done the appropriate way and they're not lying to the audience. There's no political skew to it. I'll tell you, listening to him talk about the way that they did the news and the way that he kind of downloaded his daily intake of what's happening around the world and prepared for those newscasts, and then they talk briefly about what happened on 9/11 when they were on the air,
right,
and how him and Diane Sawyer had to switch gears into like really hard news instead of this let's wake up America format.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal. And if you're listening to any of these shows from Tony, this is the one you cannot miss. And it's only their seventh show. So check it out.
Yeah, we've had a real push with Tony Perkins and Gary Stein to get them some downloads, and this is nothing we're asking other than for you to enjoy another program on the More Network.
Great show.
And we really want you to check that out. And I am a fan of Charlie Gibson's. I haven't gotten to that one yet, and I am looking forward to listening to that one today, and I hope you guys get a chance to do that.
Please do.
As well. It should be fun. All right, the weekend, it just seems we got out of the gate. We were just doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It was tough to keep track of Steve Bridges and all the fun and the circus, but I did go on Labor Day weekend to behind the scenes at Feld Enterprises up in the middle part of the Gulf Coast of Florida, and Twitch, our old friend Mark Riddell, used to work for this show. He is now back to working, I believe, his third go-round with Feld Enterprises, where he is now working behind the scenes at the greatest show on earth, and it's not just the circus, people. It's a million other shows that they put on, and their headquarters is right here in Florida, and I got to see what goes on and was blown away by it.
So they do the circus, they do that Marvel tour.
Marvel Universe.
I think they also do the McNeil Lehrer News Report. They do a lot of very important shows.
And they stage them and they prepare them, not just the circus, but they prepare all of a lot of these arena shows you'll see, the ice shows that you see, the different programs.
Monster Trucks, right?
Monster Trucks. Got a chance to look at the Grave Digger and some of the Monster Trucks, and it was really something amazing. The size of where Twitch works, it's just, I forgot how, I think he said one hallway is 700 yards. And you look down, and you can see one single hallway going from one end of this building down to the other. And they've just got everybody.
Sounds like you're describing The Shining.
It was amazing to see. I don't know where to begin because we saw everything. And then at the very end of the tour, Twitch took us to a warehouse where they put their their remnants of some of these repaired monster trucks, and it was probably 113 degrees.
Right.
And I, we'd had a great tour, but then I got to be me
towards the end, and he was saying everything. It's like, and they run the cooling system through here, and they use it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, okay,
a question.
Yeah, okay,
in all,
please get me out of the 110-degree warehouse.
In
please.
All honesty, Mike, now I know that the tour was great and you had a good time. Was there a scrap of you, a piece of you, a fiber of you that was dreading the tour? Did you think at all it would be boring or anything?
No, because I knew Twitch knows me and he knows that I bust his chops.
Right.
And I don't think he would have said, come on up and I'll show you everything we do if it hadn't been something that he knew it would be interesting.
Cool.
The one thing, one of the very first things we saw is we're on the second floor and we come up to these windows. And on the lower floor, you look out over this massive warehouse that is wall-to-wall costumes with the circus. And you see...
It's like Oscar's closet.
It was
costume
really,
for the day.
And I guess they were getting ready for some of these to go out on a... they put them on display sometimes, these old ringmaster suits that they have. And they were putting them on mannequins, and there was this sea of activity going on down there. And you just, it's incredible. You don't think of it.
So there were other people running around?
Oh, there were people all over the place.
Because,
you see,
I had, when I was trying to imagine, and I did, I imagined
I know what
this
you pictured.
Tour.
It's just like Twitch being in there by himself.
Yeah, like an abandoned amusement park, kind of like a Scooby-Doo
This is where they
thing.
Have me. There's a warehouse. The main circus people are over somewhere else, but I live here.
He's living some sort of crawl space at the circus headquarters.
He was so kind. He got you that top hat.
Yeah, in a box.
Around. Did you wear sandals or sneakers?
Yeah, what did you do?
I wore Oscar. You can sell me. You know that Oscar.
Yes.
One thing Oscar's able to do is he's able to sell me on anything. So he sold me on the wearing the sneakers, and we did go through a metal shop, and so I was glad I wore them. But there was I wouldn't have gotten shards of metal.
No spurs.
No, I wouldn't have gotten
flying
metal
sparks and pieces of metal going everywhere.
It's when you don't think you get them, you get them.
That's right, Mike. When you least expect it, expect it.
When you least expect it, you're elected. You're the star today. So that was one of the things. The monster trucks were cool. They showed me where they stage all of these shows, and they have so much warehouse space, and this place is so vast that they will actually bring the entire show inside and rehearse it. And one of the next times, hopefully I'll get a chance to go up there, will be when they bring the new incarnation, this year's incarnation of the circus,
right,
or whatever, the ice show or whatever, and they do a dress rehearsal, and they do a full rehearsal, and they do it at that location before they send them out on the road. And it's all there, and they were doing a photo shoot from one of their upcoming shows. Twitch is like paranoid about me, like tipping the hand of what's coming and what's going on, so I can't say anything about what I was seeing, but they had an ice show. Let me just say that. An ice show that, in my humble opinion, will probably break records.
Really?
For sales. Yeah, this is going to be the hottest thing out there. And they were doing the photo shoot for it, and we couldn't go right over to it. We had to kind of stay at the back corner
of the
ice show. And then...
Is it Kardashians on ice?
Kardashian. Did you read ahead?
I found it.
Did you read ahead?
What is it?
The Snorks on Ice.
Snorks,
no,
that's good.
Not
40
Snorks.
Years ago. Yeah. Very good, though.
But they had doing the photo shoot, and all the ice dancers were there. Some of these Olympic athletes that were actually at the place, and they were...
You said too much.
Maybe he has. Maybe he hasn't.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know if they were Olympic athletes.
Apollo,
but they were all,
no?
There was a green... I didn't see him there. No, I didn't see him there. I'm not sure.
But then
they actually do scale models perfectly to scale of the sets that they're going to bring into these arenas, and everything is blocked out. Everything is... And then they have the trucks that come in where they have to send this stuff out on the road, and it's just... It's mind-boggling.
I know this is going to sound really old school and maybe naive. Do they still travel at all by train?
Yes, they do. Yes,
do they
do.
Really?
I think they put some of these things. I think they do.
The
I know there were
the
some
elephants.
Old train cards there. It's pretty much trucks. They pretty much put them on semi trucks, and there were no animals on the property because I think the circus might still be out. I think the circus is still
well. The elephants
out and about.
They get Labor Day off, so they're down in Cabo.
But you know those. But
oh
they
my
had
God.
Like
Gravedigger has been updated. I'm on Feld Entertainment site right now. And
yes.
They have a picture of Gravedigger. It looks awesome. It looked awesome when I was a kid. It looks even better now.
You know, they have Oscar. I'll tell you one thing that they show. When they bring the monster trucks in to get the repairs and have them all tweaked up, they put them on small wheels. So what you have, there was a picture taken on Facebook.
Like skateboard wheels?
No, not that small. Like little wheels, so they're not taking up all the space with the monster trucks, you ass. They have them come in, and they put them on the wheels so they can move them around the warehouse and repair them, overhaul them, and do that type of stuff. And so I was able to see them down at a lower level, and you
That's
see these
so cool.
frames, these cages that these guys get into, and, you know, they go out and they do the monster truck shows, and it's
dangerous.
Pretty spectacular.
Were you
Very
able to
dangerous.
Get into any trucks?
I didn't get into any. No, I didn't
Good.
Get I didn't
I think
crawl
that's
up
best.
And get I think it was best too as well. but I wore a Ringmaster's jacket.
You did?
Yeah.
Red? Was it red?
There's Fat Man in a Little Coat is what it was. Fat Man in a Little Coat.
Was it shiny? Was it horribly shiny?
Yeah, they're all look. Was it shiny? Nope. No, not at all. No, Rob, it wasn't shiny. That's not the circus.
No, it wasn't
the
covered in jewels.
The circus doesn't do shiny.
On the website, they have a ringmaster.
Yeah.
That's one of the profile pictures. And he has a similar hat to Mike's. You've got the real deal.
I do. I have
that
the real
so
hat.
Cool.
Thank you, Twitch, Mark Riddell.
So cool.
And we look forward to seeing more of Mr. Riddell because he's down here and lonely, and I'm down here and lonely. And, you know, what the heck? Yeah. Although, you know, it's just when he showed us the warehouse, that's when he twitched it a little bit.
And
you know,
what
you
way?
Know how well, you know how Twitch used to be bigger than life? Everything would be like, and I just got one more thing I want to show you. It was that. That's,
yep.
And that's when I apologize, Twitch, if I was rude, because Carla gave me the elbow. Because we were in the 110-degree warehouse, and I was saying, all right, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, right, thank you, all right. But it was an amazing tour of what he does up there, and he's very happy at Feld Enterprises with the circus and the monster trucks and the ice shows and the Marvel show and all those things.
I love this job.
How much longer do you think he'll be at Feld before he quits again, Mike?
Well, it's not a question of his decision most of the time. We'll take a break. Mark,
you.
I kid because I love.
We
we'll take
love.
A break. Come back with more. I will find out what happened with Oscar Santana going to yoga and Rob sending his progeny off to school on the first day of school. Back in a minute on the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So let me tell you about Harry's. So Rob Spiewak is our point man
yes.
at the Mike O'Mara Show for Harry's. And I have gone through my three Harry's razors, and I'm on my third one right now. And Rob Spiewak said to me last week, I'm sending you the Harry's package.
Uh-huh.
I'm sending you some uh-huh. Harry's razors. And I'm here to tell you, when am I going to get them? I want my Harry's razors. I want my Harry's razors now.
Mike, I have the package ready to hand to the postman for Stamps.com today. Oh. You will have it this
please.
Week.
Please.
Please.
Please. I there are no better razors
the best,
out there.
Man, the best.
Thank you all for buying your Harry's package at harrys.com and sending me pictures of it because I love seeing people getting ready to shave. There's one guy on Facebook posted on my wall, I've never been more excited about shaving because the kit comes and it looks great.
It does.
And it's harrys.com and it's cheaper than buying razors in the grocery store or the drug store, and they give you a wonderful starter package there. It's the starter set, an amazing deal, $15. You get a razor, you get moisturizing shave cream, and you get three razor blades brought right to your door with free shipping at harrys.com because they knew that $32 or more for an 8-pack of lousy blades, well, when it's half that price at Harry's, you shouldn't be paying that.
No.
And that's why they're helping you out. On average, you could save $150 a year just by using Harry's. Experience a clean, close, comfortable shave. The best shave I've ever gotten with any blade anywhere, and I'm not exaggerating. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. If you buy the starter set, that's $10. Just type in our code TMOS, that's HARRYS.com, and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today. All right, let's start with you, Rob Spiewak,
okay.
Because you've got a lot of stuff going on.
I do.
You you went to the Queenie Little Grease show.
Mike,
I think
might have been in the top three straightest guys in the theater. I mean, I was definitely top three last night.
Well, do you really think so?
I do.
You really think? When you really think about it, are you really sure about that?
Except Dan Von Herman was there, and that man is straight.
He is.
Oh, that's good. Did he speak?
No. As a matter of fact, he does not speak. And it was weird. It was almost creepy because of the way it was the Grease sing-along. And what they do is they show the musical Grease.
Not on my... It would be... You would have to sedate me and throw me into the trunk of a car to go to that show.
Well, we'll do what we can. But
whose idea was it?
The idea actually came from Katie. But it is one of Carrie's favorite films.
He does have a crush on her.
And it was a night that Carrie had off. And keep in mind, Julia just did Grease at school. So Julia had a vested interest as well.
That's fair.
She wanted to see it on the big screen.
Hey, Rob, I think we should go to the Grease show.
Yes, Katie, it's been so long since you've been on the Mike O'Mara show. How have you been?
My husband Dan will come with us. Let's go to the Grease show, Rob.
Will you sing along? Will you sing any of the songs from Grease?
Yeah. Will you let me forever be without me? Oh, that's Meatloaf.
Yeah, but it was pretty good, though.
What's the song from Grease?
Well, you could sing You're the One That I Want. You know, that
You're
one?
You're the one that I want.
That's what it sounded like. So Katie suggested it. Carrie was in, and it was at that Alamo Draft House where they have the assigned seating.
Where Mike ruined his reputation.
Exactly.
Most embarrassing moment in front of a theater crowd that I've ever experienced.
So, you know, Katie already had her tickets for her and Dan, and I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. And maybe a week and a half ago, I went online. There was only like 6 tickets left for the entire show.
Man.
And I did not want to drop the ball. So what I did is I bought the tickets in pieces. I bought one was available next to Katie and Dan, and I thought that's where Julia is going to want to sit.
That's fair.
Because you know what?
She was in it, so that's cool.
Yeah, right. So she had a blast there. And then there was 2 seats in the second row, and then 1 seat directly in front
in
of that.
In the second row?
Yeah, but keep in mind, these are, you know.
And those theaters are set up so the second row does not suck.
Not so bad. Yes. Even the first row is okay. Yeah. So Julia was with Dan and Katie, and then the 2 seats that were together in the second row, Robert chose to sit with his mother. And so I was alone.
Can't imagine why nobody wants to sit next to you.
That's in the first row, keep in mind, they're assigned seats. They're assigned seats. But here's the deal.
Who wants to sit next to him?
As we all met up at the theater and we, you know, exchanged some pleasantries and we all got our seats, I realized to the disinterested observer, what they're seeing is a 43-year-old man who is going to a Grease sing-along by himself.
It
doesn't get any creepier than that.
Okay, here's your ticket, Mr. Queenie McQueenerson.
I said, quiet, they're about to do the Summer Loving number, and I want to sing as loud as I can.
And you
did you sing by yourself?
Sing-along, right?
You know what? I did not sing, and that's the honest-to-God truth, because I thought there is no way I could pull that off. If I was sitting
summer
with my...
Summer love, live us all. Whatever, final summer man. All right, well. Yes. Tell me more. Aren't we having a great time?
Yes. And you know what?
Who was next to you?
There was one empty seat next to me, and then a birthday party.
of how many?
Like, I would say, like, maybe 6. 10-year-olds.
And so 10-year-olds? Really,
God.
Yeah,
you mean
like
a 10-year-old would go to a Grease sing-along?
Mike, I look like a creeper. It was the worst. I love the movie. It's a great musical, great music. But just about the time they were having the pep rally, I started thinking, maybe I could head out to the bar. Maybe I could just go sit at the bar.
So did you get bored? Were you a little bored?
I was never bored with the film, but I was uneasy with the setting.
Yeah, because he looked like he was set up with a pocket full of Werther's Originals.
Exactly.
You know?
And right behind me is my son and my wife. There's nothing more innocent, but it just looked horrible.
So you're 10? Great. Boy, isn't this a great sing-along here? I got something for you. Okay.
Just reach in my pocket. Yeah.
I just leaned over to the young man next to me and said, have you ever seen this before? Don't John Travolta's pants look tight?
I don't like singing with this seat in between us. Mind if I come over and join your party? Here's some candy for you. Yeah, sure. Wow.
So I was never at ease at any moment in the entire thing. One thing that did surprise me, though, is that a sing-along is they put the lyrics of the songs up on the screen, kind of like closed captioning,
yes,
so everyone can sing along.
Yeah.
But I noticed that in the rear surround of the speakers in the theater, they've piped in people singing. To, like, I guess make it more acceptable for people to sing along.
What a crap fest.
I swear that is I. This is where I. You know, I couldn't live a life in your shoes. I could not mirror what because there's just no way I would be able to go and be even remotely pleasant and to anyone. I couldn't fake it.
He did it to himself.
I did.
Yes,
I did. And
but
you know
enjoyed it. If you had been next to Katie and your daughter, you would have loved it and you would have sung.
If I had had if I had had friends around me, then it would have been okay. But you know what? I got to thinking about it.
I just realized something. He'll never leave here. He'll never leave Virginia. He can't. He's
not look, after that
is,
KCJJ
this
call.
Is, no, but he's amused. He is amused.
Steve's
you love
getting forgetful.
Kind of
it'll
stuff.
Be fine.
Yeah, you love it. This. You love it. You love.
I would have loved it if I had been in a situation where I wasn't seated by myself. And also, right. You know what? It's probably not the best sing-along movie. Now, I think
well,
if
let me tell you
if
this.
You
because you were seated alone.
Beers.
Because you were seated alone, does it make you realize that maybe this entertainment is not as good as you thought it would be?
It diminished the entertainment, the intrinsic entertainment of the
and
event.
And why do you think they're piping people singing in? Because nobody's singing. Because it's like going to church.
There was a lot of people singing.
Can I ask
you? And there was one couple who was dancing.
I went to church on Sunday, and there was some hymn where, that. Thank you very much, going regularly,
had
going
six
regularly.
Weeks in a row. That's
right. Leading up to the baptism of my son, where
he's
you guys will be the godparents.
Fell
almost,
out your blocks.
Almost
got plus points on his soul.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
You know,
hey, you
the,
know.
We've got the Super Bowl block for how many weeks in a row you're going to go.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Late bloomer. Well, Carla's leaving this coming Sunday, so you
leaving
might get
the
your
church,
wish.
You mean?
No, she's
leaving
the church.
She's had enough.
But there was one hymn. The only thing I don't like about the church is the hymns, because they have different hymns in there, and I don't track with them because I can't follow the notes. And there's one line in there where, he is doing marvelous things. And there was this guy in back of me, this old guy, obviously just came back. He's, excuse me.
Wow.
I'm just
wow. You're boom. Doing. I believe you're doing marvelous
my
things.
My God, that was breakfast from this morning.
Today's show is brought to you by Alka-Seltzer. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bring it
so
up
he
again,
was
we'll vote on it.
He was coming back, and he was a snowbird, and he was going, he is doing, and you know it's my pet peeve. If I'm in church and you're singing too loudly, you know, I believe church singing is designed to be.
You should be in unison.
Yes,
you should
exactly.
sing, but you should not be heard.
But I'm stepping on your story. Go ahead, tell me more about.
Well, no, we
your
should
thing.
We should is pipe I'm, in. We should pipe in voices.
Choke up a lung here.
We should pipe in voices to your church. There was one. I realized that everyone the singing was piped in because in the back left there was a really low voice. Summer love, something's begun, and I was just like,
Were you wearing your typical uniform?
I was wearing actually a poodle skirt. Because I wanted to be 1950s.
Were you wearing the Run DMC shirt or the Ghostbusters shirt?
I don't know what I was. No, I was wearing a what they
Buck
call
Congo my, shorts.
I was calling it like a camp shirt. You know, like a bowling style shirt.
Okay,
a bowling
you know,
shirt.
Well,
okay.
You know, like
all
with
right.
a
so
collar.
It's your dress up shirt.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to look really nice as I sat down right. there and have people accuse me mentally of pedophilia. And Mike, what is life but a series of mental accusations?
Your son didn't go. Your son
no,
didn't go.
No, my son
right?
did go. He was seated behind me with Carrie. They were singing. Oh, and the other thing they loved doing is that with these sing-alongs, the movie theater hands out props to make it more fun, I guess. So there was a box. Everyone got a box of candy cigarettes, which is great because never too young to start them. A balloon to blow up and bounce around. But also for the teen, beauty school dropout number, a little container of bubbles. And Carrie, you would have thought that if she had gotten a bubble on my head, she was going to win a gold brick. Because for that whole number, all I felt was. She stood up and leaned forward. And I just feel soap dripping down my neck. Because she's obviously too enthusiastic about getting bubbles on my dome that she's lost all sort of finesse. Because blowing bubbles really should be, you know. And what I hear behind me is. And then Robert, Mom, you're making Dad look like a jackass. Victory, victory.
What a disaster.
How much
Jesus.
They set you back for that kind of fabulous suburban entertainment?
No extra charge. Same as a normal movie. I think it's $10.75 per ticket.
That's a bargain. It's
not
a bargain. How do the employees seem to be into it that are doing this?
The guy that greeted you when you came into the theater had a leather jacket and sunglasses and slick back hair. They live for showbiz. Mike, people are dying to be entertained.
You know,
you
the Alamo Draft House is a pretty terrific place. I mean, we went to my moment of embarrassment at The Secret Life of Walter Mitty when I, mm-hmm. you know, I told you when I was invited by Patton and I went in there. And then we went to another movie that was really super heavy. I forgot which one. Oh, we went to see Lone Survivor. And,
that's tough.
I told you this when I said, well, it's a horribly depressing, you know, tragic movie about a, you know, a battalion getting wiped out.
Right.
And they serve you food.
Yes.
And so the lights come up and I realize that Carl and I have gotten our eat on at the theater. And it's like, okay, great to see all that death and dismemberment. Please take our plates. It was very, very tough.
It's a different
I'd love to have one down here.
I liked
it. It's terrific. So you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, and so we got home, and I guess it was a 7 o'clock movie, so we got home at about 9:30, and that's when Carrie said, so let's get your school supplies ready for tomorrow, which I would have thought. Now, granted, I didn't do anything to help out. This might have been done in advance.
Hello.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, she's very busy.
It's the next day. What are we doing here?
There's naps to be had and judge shows to watch. So they got everything together.
Well, isn't she working full-time as well, though?
Yeah, but she had the entire day off, Mike. It was a federal holiday.
No excuses.
Exactly. And okay, then there was a little
I'm
dust
trying to be
up.
In Carrie's corner here.
She's never going to hear the show, so don't sweat it.
All right. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with her?
Well, plenty. More than we have time to discuss here. So, do you see, the kids both had their orientation walkthrough of the school last week. This is sort of a big deal because this is the first year that they are both in middle school.
Yes.
Robert's in sixth, Julia's in eighth, and they are a study.
It's the middle school for the performing art.
It is, and the challenged. The challenged performer, it's called.
God, it is. Stop it.
It's Gary Busey's middle school for the challenged performer. And we've gotten some funding to allow them both to. Robert does most of
Gary Busey middle.
Gary Busey middle. GBM.
I got into Gary.
Now, Robert does mostly scenery, and he also works the curtain. Julia plays a lot of leads.
I got into Gary Busey middle.
Gary Busey middle school. They're a portrait of different, these two kids. Like, we took, they both had orientation on the same day, but in different hours last week. Mm. Took Julia in. She brought all her school supplies, went to her locker, locked her stuff up, and walked. She's been going to the school for 2 years. She walked to every classroom to make sure she knew where everything was, saw 8 million kids that she knew. Hi, how you doing? Do you have this
class? She's organized. Yeah. She's got her act together. She's an academic is what she is.
So an hour later, we take Robert in. He picks up his schedule.
Has he been there before?
He has been in the school, but he's never attended the school.
All right, so in fairness to him, this is new for him.
It's absolutely
new.
I mean, his entire involvement with the school has been coming in and going to the auditorium. That's it.
Right.
So we take several attempts, not very fruitful ones, to teach him how to open the combination on his locker. I would say he lacks a delicate touch when spinning the dial. But he was a big fan of going past one of the numbers and then trying to go back. I said, buddy, you can't do that because that's why you set the number. So
it's a delicate procedure.
I said, go slow. Right. And we eventually got it. And once he was able to open his locker 3 times in a row, it took a little while, maybe, 5, 10, 12 minutes. We got there. He's very strong. And so we get his locker aced, and he didn't bring any school supplies with him because, hey, why would he? And
like his sister did.
Yeah. And then I said, so now do you want to walk your route and find out where your classes are? And he says, no, I think I'm going to get a map. I'll figure it out on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
I looked at Carrie, and she looked like someone took a Louisville Slugger right to her stomach. Bam! Her face visibly fell because she was so excited about this as the next big step for him. Going to middle school. He's got a locker.
Yeah.
She wanted to walk to every – he just wanted out.
He doesn't want to be there. So was he in a mood today?
He was. No. He was excited today.
He was excited today. Could not wait to get there.
He's going on a treasure hunt today.
I think
he's going to find his classroom.
Yeah, exactly. The other good thing is we found out last night one of the reasons Robert didn't bring any school supplies with him for orientation is that Julia had taken all the school supplies, and many of the things Robert is going to need are already locked in Julia's locker.
Oh, so she bogarted his stuff.
Yeah, you know what she's like? She's kind of like the scrounger in The Great Escape. She's got everything.
And she'll be completely prepared while he struggles.
Exactly. And he'll do the best he can.
And she'll look over at him and say, I'm not going to help you. And we didn't get to yoga class with our friend from Bolivia.
No worries.
Over there.
It'll keep.
No big deal.
Will that keep till tomorrow, about yoga class?
I'm going back tomorrow.
Nice.
And you wrote something very nice about Shannon on your
I was overwhelmed.
Facebook
I'm finding
page.
Peace, Mike.
Really?
Yeah. And a hell of a piece at that.
Well, we'll take that for a test drive tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
And it's not really a recipe, but I do shrimp, like a lemon wine sauce with a little bit of cracked red pepper. And then just to put that over pasta.
I guess the best thing I make, Carrie will back me up, I make an excellent chicken and dumplings. Yes.
Oh, I love chicken and dumplings. What's your favorite thing that Carrie makes?
Love.
You made her laugh.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Makes me throw up. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So we've been goofing around for a few weeks about our Amazon page. That is fine. I mean,
fine.
But we need to remind you of one very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support the show. Remember, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And now, without further ado, with today's Amazon purchase of the day, here's Rob Spiewak!
Thank you, Mike. It's the Home Dynamics 3-piece Ariana area rug set on sale this week on Amazon Prime. Includes an area rug, runner, and a scatter. The colors and patterns are trendy and modern. Your feet will thank you. Back to you, Mike.
He did it! Yay!
You know what? Having you guys clap for the fact that I read something right is almost worse than screwing up.
I love it, Rob. That's awesome. Amazon has everything. All right, shut up. We just need you to get there through our portal. And yes, never fear, Amazon still sells Tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show, bookmark Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And rest easy, my friend.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
All right, everybody, we have to talk about this today. The FBI said today that it was actually yesterday that it was addressing allegations of online accounts of several celebrities, including Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence, that had been hacked, leading to the posting of their nude photographs online. And I like the way Jennifer Lawrence is handling this, because she's not taking this as anything lightly, and she's going after these guys. My question is, do you think that there is any way, with the cloud and how much information is out there, that they'll be able to track these guys down? Do you think so, Oscar?
I think they are, and they will, simply because the person who has them is being so braggadocious about it that they already have some leads. I'll say this.
Braggadocious?
Yes. They're bragging.
Yeah, they are.
Supercalibragadocious.
You could have just said
supercalifragilistic expibragadocious.
So, like I said, he's bragging so much about the fact that he has many more pictures and videos of these celebrities that they're tracking him down. They have a few leads. I will say that a lot of people are calling the scandal, and I read an article this morning on Forbes.com that actually, I think, hit the nail on the head, where this is a crime.
It's a sex crime.
It is a sex crime on many levels, and I don't know if it's Apple's fault. People are blaming the women that have done this and some of the men that are involved as well. I'll tell you that this is it's time for anyone that has done this and is doing this to realize that it's not as safe as you think. This
I'd like to expand that umbrella to hate speak too. I think that people that are out there deliberately getting involved with people and saying hateful things and hurtful things to people. Who's the celebrity that passed away and someone got on? Robin Williams' daughter, who was just mercilessly hacked and teased by these horrible things. I think it all ought to, there needs to be some legislation so that if you get caught doing this crap, you're not going to be able to hide behind your anonymity anymore. And I think that's terrible. I really do.
It is a huge event, and it becomes a huge event when it gets a name. I mean, they usually just add the word gate to something, like Watergate or Filegate or something. I think my buddy Brad actually coined this. He calls this event, Mike, the Fappening. Oh, and God. That is not okay.
My internet speed was so slow, and I pay for the top end.
Right.
But the top end can only take so much because there's just millions and millions of gentlemen online at the same time searching for this. It's actually pretty sad.
How many times on Facebook
I had
over
to look
the weekend
for work, clearly.
Did you see over the weekend? How many times did you see people say, I don't think this is right, and I'm not going to look at these, but here's the link.
Oh, I would never write that. No.
I saw a lot
did
of people.
Did you happen to see any photographs?
Well, I didn't want to speak about something that I didn't actually, know about.
I
so
totally understand.
Unfortunately, it came up on my Twitter feed. I said, no way, and it popped up, and I said, wow. I said, these have to be fake. And then so I went to another link, and I said, well, these have to be fake. And then I went to another link, and there was even more photos. I said, wow, look at all these fake photos. And then I found out they were real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I for research purposes, I might have peeked in. No one from the radio industry, thank God.
So I'm the only clean one among us. That's good. They get images purporting to be of other female stars.
Sure.
We're also posted,
like,
although the authenticity of many couldn't be confirmed. Sources of the leak is unclear, so we'll have to wait and see what's happening with that. But really, no, I actually
it
didn't
is a
even
crime.
Try.
It's an absolute crime to these
lock
women.
Lock them up.
They shouldn't apologize for anything. Because those photos were taken in their private lives, and unfortunately they trusted a service. And I don't know what this is going to do for Apple, to be honest with you. They trusted a service that everyone told them was secure, and it wasn't secure.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe
we can dive into this a little bit more as the story continues. I think it's got a 2-day news cycle.
They do have one hot suspect, Mike.
It's pony time. Get up.
There he is. They'll never find me.
Okay, hey, nerds, listen to this. Guardians of the Galaxy, summer's box office superhero. There you go. They're the biggies.
Yes.
Marvel Comics romp topped the Labor Day box office with a 3-day take of $22 million. It's third time in first place since its release 5 weeks ago. That's according to studio estimates yesterday. With North American ticket sales of more than, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$280 million. Guardians is also the summer's and this year's top grossing film to date domestically, and Oscar loves it.
Guys, I ask you this again. We do a great job of covering everything, but you have to watch these blockbusters. You have to go see them. I'm telling you, they're just going to get bigger and bigger, and you'll enjoy this one.
I will make a promise to you.
I'm waiting for the sing-along.
I will try to go see it this afternoon.
Please,
I have a 1 o'clock appointment.
You will
and
love
I will
it.
Go after my 1 o'clock appointment
It'll
if they
fun.
Have a matinee.
You're a showbiz guy, Oscar. The reason this is such a blockbuster is because of multiple ticket sales per person, right?
Yes.
People are loving it so
it
much.
It is. It
they're
does
seeing
say that,
it more than
but,
once.
But Mike, I have to tell you that, like, this because it's almost the anti CGI movie because it's so much fun. You don't even think about the CGI.
I will go in with an open mind.
Please.
And I will report back to you tomorrow, and I will try to go see this film today.
Thank
and now
you,
if it's
sir.
Not if they don't have a matinee, if they don't
no
have a
worries.
Daytime, then I won't go see it, but we'll see what happens. Summer box office totals are down almost 15% from last year, and that's not good. For the movie industry, I think I've seen a lot of trailers recently. It looks to me the Christmas season might be really fantastic.
Equalizer's coming out soon.
Unbroken, the Angelina Jolie movie about Louis Zamperini, the war hero, is one that
I'd
really love to see do well. I don't like the trailer so much, so that worries me a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see how good that movie is. Country star Carrie Underwood is pregnant. Thank you very much. Let me go on to the next story now. Thank you.
Oscar, I told you to pull out.
Your body's going to be ravaged.
CeeLo Green has pleaded no contest to one felony count of furnishing a controlled substance stemming from a July 2012 incident where the singer was accused of slipping ecstasy into an unknowing 33-year-old female. The Los Angeles DA said in a statement that the singer was immediately sentenced by Superior Court Judge Mark Young to 3 years of formal probation and ordered to complete 360 hours of community service. Imagine seeing CeeLo in your neighborhood cleaning up trash.
Well, Mike, he gets to start serving as soon as they find a jumpsuit that fits him.
CeeLo must also complete 52 Alcohol Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous meetings. As part of the no contest plea, the singer was not given jail time. Green was told to return to court March 2nd, 2015 for a
progress report.
So we'll have to wait and see what's happening with that. All right, now we're running out of time, so this is going to be the second to last story here,
because
I got to linger on this. Kanye West admitted to the crowd during a series of rants at the Made of America Festival in Philadelphia on Saturday that he confronted comedian Jay Farrow after his spoof at the 2014 VMAs. What a dick this guy
Super
is.
Super dick. Super
oh,
dick.
Oh, my God. He says, quote, "They want to make a joke out of how hard we work," Kim Kardashian's husband. You know him. Let me see. He goes on to say, It's not a joke what we do up here. This music that we do is not a joke. What we do culturally is not a joke. Oh, yeah. He's such a total douche. How does he get away with it all the time?
Well, you know what?
Because our society doesn't give a rat's ass.
Right
you
now,
you can
Mike,
be a toddler. You can be emotionally stunted, and you can be this kind of human being.
We're calling him on it, and so he's not actually getting away with it. But it's so stupid. He is. I mean, Jay Farrow is a great impressionist. I think he's one of your favorites on Saturday Night Live right now.
I would be honored.
And I would
happened.
Be honored Jeez. If he chose to make me a character on something.
You should
like that.
Be honored.
That's. I mean, it really does actually sort of solidify. Your brand,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He said he called Jay Farrow right after the MTV Awards. He said, let me tell you about my story. Let me tell you about what I went through to get to that position. So we ain't going to have no black comedians going on stage spoofing the people that's working hard and helping the next man out. Yeah, because what he's doing is really trying to help the next man out. I mean, really, he's not. He's deluded, and that's what pisses me off about this. And, you know, if you're a public figure, you should be satirized. You could be spoofed.
Yeah, and you should be. You should be. It's part of the bargain.
You've almost arrived if that's happening.
Yep.
Yeah. He also said, for me to be in a very publicized interracial relationship is not a joke. It's something that should be treated with respect because we're all in this together. No, everything can be joked about. You can make jokes about people, Kanye, so stop being an ass. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. And now a little something. If a park ranger is hammered drunk, who's going to save hikers who get trapped under rocks and have to saw their own arms off? More importantly, who's going to protect America's picnic baskets? Tyson's Young is a California State Park Ranger. He was on duty back on August 15th at Humboldt Redwood State Park in Northern California. Must be near some of the people we know.
Yeah.
But his head clearly wasn't in the game because a hiker walked past Tyson's patrol car and saw him sleeping inside with an open can of Keystone Light between his legs.
Man, you know, that I would very seldom say this. When it comes to Keystone Light, I'd rather be sober.
The guy took a photo, sent it to a blog. They posted it. The guy got in trouble. They caught up to him. When the cops got back, they called the cops. When they arrived, the guy had already taken off, but they caught up to him and pulled him over for drunk driving. A spokeswoman from the California State Parks Department says this guy has been placed on administrative leave while they investigate. And let me see. The witness here goes as simply one name.
Yeah.
Boo-boo.
Sorry.
Hi, Yogi.
He's always a snitch.
Hey, Mr. Ranger! Getting wasted on Keystone Light again.
Keystone Light, Mr. Ranger, sir.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would have gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robinjoshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This part of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds.
Yay!
I have started working out again and getting into the gym and moving some weight. Now, I don't move tons of weight. I'm not doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, but I did tweak my back by doing what are called seated rows. Anybody that lifts weights knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
My back has been crushing me because I tweaked it. The only time I'm getting relief now, and I've gone to the chiropractor, the only time is when I wake up in the morning and I spent my night in my Sleep Number bed. I'm not making that up. That is the truth. That's the way it is. Okay? Do me a favor. Check out the full line of Sleep Number beds with dual air and Sleep IQ technology. Sleep IQ technology lets you know how you're sleeping, how much you're sleeping, and what you need to do to sleep better. When you get one, be like me and wonder how you ever slept without it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Sleep Number stores have all beds on sale during their biggest sale of the year. My Sleep Number setting is an 80, my wife's is an 85, and there's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store. You can only find a Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store right now. It's the final days of the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale starting at $599.99. It ends Sunday. So go grab yourself a Sleep Number bed. And when you do, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Safe Home Jimmy Jameson. The name might not mean much to you, but he was the lead singer of the band Survivor.
Oh, man.
And I did a little research and found out he joined Survivor after they released Eye of the Tiger, which is kind of like joining Happy Days after Fonzie quit. But
that's true.
He did one song that did surprise you. That's why he's playing all the Survivor records today. Did you know he sang the theme to Baywatch? Never occurred to me, but it sounds like a Survivor song.
Don't you worry, it's gonna be
doesn't it?
I thought it was always David Hasselhoff.
Sounds like it could be the Hoff, yeah. But anyway.
Wow. Yeah, David Hasselhoff can't get those notes.
That is so cool.
Anyway, so sorry to see him go. Survivor, a lot of great records. And Mike, I think you occasionally played a Survivor song at WAVA.
Oh, once or twice,
was
yes.
Was he passive?
I do not know. Oh, I do not know.
Too bad.
Snoop Dogg has done something that is so innately funny. It harkens back to, do you remember the Eddie Murphy movie, mini movie on Saturday Night Live where he was Mr. White? And he went around and in whiteface.
Yeah. Yeah,
Snoop Dogg has put out a series of short films on the internet where he's a white guy.
Oh, no. And, oh, my God.
And it's he's promoting a website. I believe it's called White Guys Connect. But I love the fact.
Oh, my God.
This is Snoop as his white character, Todd.
Hey, guys, it's Todd again. As you can see, I'm riding through the city having a blast, baby. Yeah, White Guys Connect. Looking for any single females. Yeah, baby. Hey, as you can see, I like driving, swerving, dipping, and whipping. It's Todd, baby. Love ya. See you soon.
It's Todd, baby. What?
Is it a real website?
It is.
No way.
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's a Snoop Dogg as Todd. It's just, it's.
The picture. I'm looking at the picture.
He is so entertaining. He truly is.
And he does it like Snoop does it. I mean, there's a little makeup on and then he threw a wig on. Yeah. That's it. No. That's it with wire rim glasses.
Well,
that
he's
is
Todd,
too funny.
Baby.
Todd, baby. Wow.
I got to play this. I meant to play this for you on Friday. Oscar, I know you love the show Friends.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel had on last week Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, and Lisa Kudrow and said he had written a Friends reunion.
Oh, wow.
And they actually reconstructed the set of the apartment, but I really like the way it went. Check out the dialogue.
Why, hello, friends. So good to see you, Phoebe and Monica.
Good to see you, Ross. But more importantly, how you doing? Wait, that's Joey's catchphrase. Why am I saying?
I don't know.
Because I wrote the script and there is no Joey anymore. That's why.
Why? What happened to Joey? Yeah. Where's Chandler? Just, they're not in the script.
They're dead. Yeah, Marcel the monkey bit them and gave them monkey rabies. And they died. Now, can everyone please try acting like you've been on a TV set before? And this isn't some kind of improv camp. This is television.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't miss a trick.
Awesome.
Love him.
That is awesome.
That's good.
I tell you else who doesn't miss a trick is Monday Night Raw and the WWE. As you know, over the weekend, Michael Sam was cut by the Rams.
Yes.
And they issued this statement last night. They never miss a trick, Mike.
And as of tonight, Michael Sam, cut by the St. Louis Rams, hasn't been signed yet by another team or hasn't even picked up by a practice squad
Michael,
yet.
Michael, I'm a huge football fan. This young man is an incredible story. The former SEC Player of the Year, the toughest college conference in college football. I cannot understand why he is not somewhere in the NFL, at least on a practice squad.
Well, let me tell you guys this. If he chooses to accept our invitation, next week live on Raw, we're going to give Michael Sam an open microphone to tell his side of the story.
Love to hear what he has to say.
So we'll have to keep an eye on whether or not he goes on wrestling.
Credit. That is a totally that's fantastic.
That's
I'm
original,
all for it. That's good stuff. Hey, let me ask you guys real quick about this. We have a second, just 1 second here.
Sure.
You think legit, not legit, the cutting of Michael Sam?
I think it's
and
legit because from what everybody's saying is that he just wasn't one of the top guys on that field.
Not the athlete. Hope he does well.
But and coming into the camp, while he had a good preseason, he still wasn't one of these guys who are like, oh my God, he's just good. He guys a lock to get in.
Yeah,
and
you got to play yourself out of the lineup when you're a guy at his talent level.
And don't you believe, I know there has been a lot of hoopla surrounding the fact that he's the first openly gay player, but don't you think if he had the talent to bear it out, he would definitely be there? Definitely, because it's a business for them.
Absolutely. And I do wish, I really wish that Rob had a chance to say hello to him at the Grease sing-along. I'm sorry, I had to. I couldn't help
how
myself.
How dare you?
That's, I know. How dare
you? You know what, Mike? That is not okay.
I know. That's not okay.
That is
I'm
not.
Sorry.
Speaking of things that are not okay.
Well, he's not 10 years old, so Rob wouldn't have seen
exactly.
That.
Well, he wouldn't have been in my row. I would have loved to have had someone to sit with, though. Craig Ferguson talking about all those nasty, dirty pictures that got leaked out of the iCloud, Mike.
The weather's changing in L.A., isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is changing in L.A., though. The weather is changing. Yesterday, the iCloud started raining nude celebrities. Oh, look, it's Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, look, it's Kim Kardashian. Oh, get under the way. Here comes Chloe.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian had her pictures leak, and she's furious because she wanted to leak them herself. Kim says... Kim says the pictures were taken back in the day when she was desperate for attention. So I'm thinking, well, yesterday, maybe.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And Mike, if I could say one thing real quick.
Yes,
go
ahead.
There was no Jerry Lewis from the telethon because there was no telethon in the vault today. There is a special Cake and Cookies online right now with has some great Jerry Lewis clips from the last 20 years. Please check it out.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Check that out. And if you love Jerry, like Rob loves Jerry, and you love making fun of Jerry,
yes.
It's good for you, too.
And Cappy,
that's it.
Cappy, good luck tomorrow.
Yes, Cappy.
Oh, that's right. Cappy has her back surgery tomorrow. Yep. Cappy Pfeiffer, Godspeed. You're going to be fine, and we'll all be thinking about you. And good luck with your surgery. Dry your eyes. That's it. We got to get out of here. And that's it. We don't have any more time. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus on your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click the banner on our website. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Now scram.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.